VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It is September 11th, 2019. It's been 18 years since the worst terrorist attack on American soil. In New York City, where the World Trade Center's Twin Towers fell, friends and family read out the names of the more than 2,000 people who died in the airplane attacks in Lower Manhattan. Near Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump spoke at a separate ceremony at the Pentagon where more than 100 people died.
For every American who lived through that day, the September 11th attack is seared into our soul. It was a day filled with shock, horror, sorrow, and righteous fury.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where airplane passengers brought down a hijacked plane before it could reach its target.
America was attacked on September the 11th. But America took the fight back to our enemies on that very same day. Not on some foreign battlefield, but right here, in the skies above these fields, where the heroes of Flight 93 were forged.
President Trump is set to visit Baltimore this week. That's the eastern U.S. majority black city. He recently called a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where, in his words, no human being would want to live. Trump will be in Baltimore Thursday to address Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit. Activist groups have told a local paper they're planning to protest racism, white supremacy, war, bigotry, and climate change. Trump has denied charges of racism on his attacks on the city and its congressman, Elijah Cummings. In July, Trump tweeted, "There's nothing racist in saying Cummings has done, in his words, a terrible job for the people of his district." In Washington, this is VOA News. France is urging victims to come forward in a Jeffrey Epstein sex probe.